What if you could predict your future? Does this seem too good to be true? It can be done. All it takes is using your mind to give thought to how you want your future to look. What is it that you want to see? How do you want to be? And how do you want your life to go? These questions can be answered by you. This isn't about manifesting, it is about creating. If you want to be healthier, speak to your future healthy self and tell her, what are you doing today to help her be healthier? You want to be happier? What is it that you can tell your future self you are doing today to create a feeling of being happy? Thinner, richer, more of something, or less of anything at all? Dear future self, here's what I am doing today to support you. In this podcast, Dear Future Self, based on the book by the same name, author Susan Axelrod, the confidence coach, interviews women who understand the benefit of speaking out what they want for their lives. Why is this important? Because speaking to your future self supports you here and now. What would you say to your future self?
Hello, friends. Oh, today is going to be a great podcast conversation. Speaking with my guest today, there's no doubt at all that soul will come up. This podcast series is based on my most recent book called Dear Future Self. I invited a bunch of women to submit quotes about that to put in the book to their future selves, and a dozen said yes. So today I will be interviewing one of those people. But before that, I wanted to just read a quick bit from my book. Every podcast, I generally look the right book and see what resonates with me, especially as it relates to my guest. And this is what I selected for today's introduction. This is from the very first chapter called Staring Into the Unknown. In the middle of the chapter, it says, suppressed or even shut down for years by our parents, society, school, marriages or partnerships, business, community, religion, and more, the woman's soul submerges for self-protection or at least shelter in the torrents that overwhelm the early, open, loving, sweet-natured, innocent countenance of girl children. Each trauma, vast or slight, moves a soul deeper and deeper in self-protection. She stays there, shuddering and shuttered, until the opportunity arises for her to look up and peek out, and she begins to stretch and move. Oh, I love my own writing. I just want to say that right now. It's deeply resonant for today because today I am interviewing the author of this beautiful book called I Am, Alina R. Heights. And on the back of this book, it says, I am nurtures positivity and serenity. This uplifting and powerful work nourishes the soul and uplifts the spirit. My friend Alina, how are you today?
Hello, Susan. I'm great. It's so nice to hear you. I love that you love your writing because I love your writing.
Oh, thank you so much. I teach women in my confidence coaching that we can say things like, I love my writing without worrying about it being bragging or boastful, because as with your work, Alina, and as with your own writing in your book, the intention is simply to uplift others, right?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't know you were going to bring up the book, and it's so funny because, and somebody brings it, I'm like, oh yes, oh that was so such a healing thing to do for myself, and then be able to share it with others is a real gift and really what I always wanted.
Well, this isn't my book show podcast. I've also interviewed you on my book show podcast, but why on earth wouldn't I bring up your book? It's beautiful and so powerful. So today I'm going to read the quote that you sent me when I invited you to be in the book. Here it is, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. You are stronger than you think, and don't forget that what you are taken to, you will be taken through. With love, grace, and dignity. I want to ask you to share some thoughts with me about that quote that you wrote.
Yeah, it's interesting. I somewhat forgot what quote I had expressed because I'm one of those people that just writes and lets it go. And that quote was actually said to me at some point in my journey. And I remember how much strength it gave me. I mean, we've all have had our ups and downs in life. And somebody said to me something along the lines like, you know, you will get through this. And they said this exact quote, and I added, you know, the ending, dignity, grace. But sometimes we need to hear the things we kind of know, but we don't really know for sure. And when it comes from someone else, it's so comforting. So, you know, I have had people in my life who have struggled like everyone else. And when you say something like, you will get through this, sometimes it's like, yeah, I know, whatever, cliche. But I do believe that, you know, whatever you believe in, a higher power, God, universe, whatever, they bring us to these decisions, to these struggles, to these challenges, to the great things. And I do believe that if we have the willingness and the belief, we don't have to walk away from it or walk to the side. We can get through it and having faith to do that.
And what we don't have to do, as I wrote in my book in the piece I read today, what we don't have to do is submerge the soul. Right?
That speaks to me.
Yeah, what we don't have to do is submerge below, underneath the difficulties. And your book, I Am, is so powerful in that way. You know, the I am, right? You could say it in many ways. The I am is where you're standing out straight and tall like the trees. You know, your book is based all on nature. And so that's how exactly what you said. You said you will be taken through it with love, grace, and dignity. And that is how we can allow ourselves to experience trauma and difficulties, challenges, and obstacles, and not submerge, but rather stay on, you know, what I call the path of okay. I wanted to just address something, Alina. You are a professional speaker. You're an author, a coach, and a speaker. And you said, I write notes while I'm listening. So if I look down, that's what I'm doing. I'm saying this for our viewers. Our listeners don't know that I'm looking down, but I do listen deeply and take notes. And you said this quote, the idea of this quote was something that was said to me from someone else. And you said it gave me such strength. You know, this idea that something someone else said to you and it gave you such strength, my understanding is that's why you speak.
Yes, it is true. Thank you. You know, it's interesting as you're speaking and saying that it gave me strength. What the truth is that it highlighted or shed light on my own strengths that were already there. Mm. And I speak and I share my story, I share about mindfulness wellness because it's really so people can look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what, I have strength, I have talents, I have abilities. I may have had struggles, I may have had losses, I may have illness, but I'm worthy and I'm great. And I'm, you know, like you said, I like myself, I like my writing, you know, yeah. And I speak because for so many years, I struggled with really accepting who I am and, you know, really loving who I am and being grateful for the liabilities or the things that human behaviors that I don't really love about myself or some of the things that I've struggled with my own mental health. You know, those things, you know, really dampened. You know, I was diagnosed years ago with, you know, bipolar disorder when I was 21 years old. And it really made me feel like there was something wrong with me and it was my fault. So I lived with this identity for years in a closet, really not telling anyone. So talk about suppression, right?
I mean, yes. Yes. You submerged underneath the surface in that with about that part of your being, who you were, how you were made, right? You didn't create it. And thank you for sharing that with us, Alina. In my experience working as a coach with women, I can't tell you how many people have that same, you know, experience of life, the same gift from God. As you know, you and I have spoken privately about that. And I feel like in some strange, convoluted ways, you know, these are gifts that were given, but you were given the gift of speaking, the gift of revelation, the gift of having a strong spirit, to, and this is the part that I love, be here and now talking about this, when not that long ago you said, I kept my identity hidden for years. So my thesis of Dear Future Self is part of a program which includes Dear Younger Self, right? Mm-hmm. My other book, my last book was called Dear Younger Self. And so here we are right in the middle, right? Here I am right in the middle. I just held up Alina's book, the title of which was I Am, you know, right in the middle, whereby I could go back to my younger self and do some healing and say, you know, I am your future self and I want to let you know you're going to be okay. Even now, in this very conversation from which I have total chills. Thank you for sharing so much about yourself here in this discussion. I would ask you, knowing everything you know now, your future self, a little bit of time from now, future self could be a minute or an hour from now. Me, I turned 60 this past year, so I'm in the beginning of a decade. Often I think of my future self as 70. Then what would you say now to some future self from this moment?
To my future self, I know what I'd say to my younger self. My future self, it makes me reflect a little bit more on that. You're doing good work. You're doing it. And you're not pushing. And you're not resisting. And you're going with the flow and you're asking for help and you're okay with, you know, ups and downs because, hey, we all have them, but you're doing it. You're showing up. And I always say to be my best version, I'm in process.
That's so cool. So dear future self, I am not pushing any longer. I am not resisting. I am showing up to be the best version of you.
And not hiding.
I am no longer hiding so that you can be the fullest expression of who you want to be.
And this goes for everyone. You know, it's not just somebody who has a mental health disorder. You know, for those of us that hide from abuse or if they have some kind of complex or gender difference or disability, anything. I mean, there's some things that are invisible that we don't know about. Yeah. Some things we see, but it's like, it's time to like all women, all men, all of us to step up and say, you know what? This is me. Like that song, this is me, you know?
Yeah.
This is who I am. And it's okay if you don't like it. And, you know, I'm okay with me for today. And, you know, you're doing it. When we hide, we're really, and you know this better than anyone. We're abandoning our existence, our soul, who we're really supposed to be on this planet. And it doesn't feel good. It feels very tight when we open up and allow ourselves to show up and say, okay, you know, it was scary to say, you know, I struggled in my early 20s with bipolar disorder and I still have this thing and I get help and I do this. It's not easy to say that because I don't want to be judged, right? But if I don't allow myself to share who I am, and I don't need to put it on a billboard, but if I don't express myself, because it's part of my journey, it's how I found healing, it's how I practice, you know, self-care to the best I can, then I'm really not living the way that is planned for me. And
I mean, this is so ridiculous. I could barely bear it. Alina, this is why I love my life. I love my clients. I love my work. I love you. I mean, I want to, usually I'm saying to our listeners and viewers, Alina, and I am including this, but I cannot wait for you to listen to this again. And to everyone who's listening or viewing, I want to invite you to take a pad of paper, take a pen, listen to these words, and understand what Alina is sharing with us today. Understand the journey that she must have been on to go from there, the younger self of who she was, as you yourself have described to us, abandoning, you know, who you were, right? So the soul was underneath the existence of who you were supposed to be, you know, and who you are here and now. Interesting, in this particular podcast, my Dear Future Self podcast, I often hear myself invoking my here and now thesis, and especially speaking to your future self to be like, you know, I am not pushing. I'm not resisting. I am showing up to be the best version of you, future self. I mean, come on, this is good stuff.
It is. I'm grateful that I can even share that today, because it hasn't always been in that. I haven't always been in that space to say things like that.
Like I said, and as I've told you before, I believe that you're sharing this today in this moment is going to impact many other people who have received that diagnosis, right, in that part of their being, who have been not able to break through the submerging of that part of their existence. But I can't let something go, Alina. You dropped it. You dangled it in front of me, and I need to bring it back. I said I was asking you to speak to your future self, and you said, oh, I know what I would say to my younger self. And then you had to clutch and ship for a moment and think about what you would say to your future self. So how could I lose the opportunity to say what was on your mind about what you would say to your younger self?
I really visualize myself when I was during this very difficult time. I mean, I've had several difficult times in my life, but at this specific time, I remember being in my parents' home. I was about 21, maybe 22, something like that. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was getting severe manic episodes and then depression. And I'm like, I just can't do this anymore. And I almost wish I could like come to a little tear. I wish there was somebody that had said this. You're going to be okay. Mm. You're going to be really okay, better than really okay. Mm. I wish there was somebody that came out. And this is my work. Mm. Because there's a lot of people struggling with different things, anxiety, depression, you name it, right? And it's not easy to cope with these things, especially the past several years. People are really suffering inside. You know, I didn't need a pandemic, you know, to feel a certain way. I had my own pandemic. Mm. And if somebody spoke out about it in a loving way, that you're going to be okay, Alina, at 22 years old. You're going to talk about this to some of the most amazing people like you about it. And you're going to share your story, and your family still loves you. And you have a loving husband, an 8-year-old son, a career, a house. I live in New York, in one of the beautiful places in the world, with a beach and a city. Like my life wasn't over at 21, but I needed somebody to tell me that too. Mm. I never thought that I would have the life that I have now. Ever. Oh my God.
I can't stand it. Stop. You're killing me.
And coaching professional women. Mm. I have clients that I coach. I'm coaching other people. I still do my own therapy and coaching. I do all the things that I need to do to take care of myself, because it doesn't just go away. But, you know, my husband said this to me one day, because I was really feeling down several years ago. And he said, you know what, Alina, it's not who you are. It's part of who you are. It's a little part. But if you didn't have it, you might not be as artistic, as expressive, as understanding, empathetic, compassionate to other people. And that's a gift.
Mm.
I can really hear any story because I've probably seen much or been through and hold space for others. Now, if that's not an amazing thing, then I don't know what else is.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we just have to lift up for a second.
That's heavy.
No, this is not heavy. This is lightness of being.
It's freeing for me. I've never cried on a podcast before.
It's lightness of being, Alina. It's lightness. But in our bodily functional stance, the structure, we come down, we lean in, especially when we're in intensity, we're leaning forward. So we're just going to breathe in, open up, and be like, this is lightness of being. This revelation is the new world that we are creating. It is in our control to allow the soul to rise, not to stay submerged down in the darkness of, you know, despair, the way you describe it. You know, you talked about, you can remember the moments in your parents' home when you were 21 or 22, forgive me for saying you're no longer 21 or 22, you know, when you said, I can't do this anymore. When you watch this back, you're going to see those tears was the soul rising. The soul came out and she cried out and she said, not only am I just okay, I live an amazing, beautiful life. My younger self could never have imagined, you said, that this would be my life today. And so in my thesis of the younger self and the future self, that gives us space and permission to be like, dear future self, you've got no idea. You know,
no idea what's in store for you.
Right. And dear future self, I'm doing everything I can in my power to create strength and wellness and, you know, being in a well-being, healthy space in all the ways above the surface, under the surface, through revelation in mind, body, and soul. So that you're going to say to your younger self, you rocked it, baby. This is so good.
It really is amazing to think about your life in these chapters, in this younger self and or books, you know, future self. It really makes you, it makes me feel very connected to who I really am and that we don't change that much, but we change enough that our life develops. And it's great. I'm grateful to look back and be able to say, you know, you did well. You know, I'm 43 now, you know, it's a long time.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. At 43, you could barely imagine, hardly imagine 63. But I'm going to be 63 in just a few years. And this is another reason why I love my work with women of all ages. I actually have clients who hire me and pay me who are in their late 20s to early 30s. Of course, I'm like their mother's age. But I do this. They hire me because they know that I will speak truth to them.
Oh, yes. But we need that. We all need that person or those people that are not, that are going to give us some love, a little tough love though. It's how we grow or how I've grown. Mm. You know, if everyone says, oh yeah, that dress looks great on you and you go to the party and you're like, you know what? Sometimes you need that girlfriend that's like, you look better in black. You look better in pink.
Yeah.
I don't do it to you. Like I have friends like that and I'm so grateful for those people that are like, you know, and sometimes we need that self, that compassion from others. And sometimes we really need somebody to be like, you did this exact same thing 2 years ago. What's going to be different now?
Who would say that to you, Alina? Oh gosh, I love our lives.
Yes.
Okay. So, in your thesis of I Am, right? I'm holding up Alina's book again. It's a beautiful blue sky cover, and there's a woman with her arms thrown up, looking up at the sky. I am. I live very present as much as, you know, is humanly possible. And I often look around me with eyes very clear and open to see what I see. And so today I always prepare myself for my podcast conversations. And today I looked around and I saw that right there. Something I'm pointing in the video to a plaque that is on the desk right behind me. And here's what it says. Be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. And that's really what I feel like. I didn't know it. I actually wrote it down so I would remember all the words on a little post-it note. I wasn't sure. I never know the way that my podcast conversations are going to go, but I realize how resonant this is as you've shared your revelation and also how it felt to be in the skin and in the body and in the mind of a 21 or 22-year-old who said to herself, I can't do this anymore. And here you are today saying, sharing everything about your beautiful life. I'm here to say it ain't perfect.
No.
It ain't perfect, baby.
No, but if anyone thinks life is perfect, they're living a myth.
Right, exactly. And then you can say to your future self, I'm not pushing, I'm not resisting, I am showing up. And so being fearless in pursuit of what sets your soul on fire, that plaque spoke to me. That's why I bought it. It's in my office. I see it every day. It's on my heart and in my mind all the time. So Alina, just tell us how people could get in touch with you. You know, when you listen back to this podcast many times, you're going to say to yourself, what the hell was that? What was I thinking? But I think what this was speaking out to people exactly who need to hear from you. So how can people get in touch with you?
Thank you. Yes. My name, AlinaRHeights.com is my website. I'm also on LinkedIn, Alina R. Heights, and Instagram at Alina R. Heights. I keep it simple, Susan.
Good. And Heights is H-A-I-T-Z.
Yes.
Heights, H-A-I-T-Z. And we'll put those links in the podcast notes. So let's take another breath in and gently out. I want to thank you so much for saying yes to being a guest on my podcast, for saying yes to put a quote in the book, for saying yes to yourself, you know, here and now, for saying yes to this thing that found you today, the reveal or the revelation that you've shared, and so that exactly the right people will hear you. And I want to say thank you for saying yes to me. For our relationship. I value it. I value you. I love you, friend. And I want to wish you all the very, very best in your next 20 years as you continue on this journey of I Am. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. This book is a life changer. Thank you.
Thank you.
So are you.
All right. I'll see you soon.